You have your Bible this evening, 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter number 3. He says this in verse number 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Verse number 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I want to preach tonight, if God be my help, for a few minutes on this thought, the return of our Redeemer. Now, we preach this morning on the Redeemer. Praise God that the Lord Jesus Christ is that Redeemer. But the Bible tells us in many, many places that Jesus is coming again. Amen. Our Redeemer liveth, praise God. I believe that, don't you? You know how I believe it? I believe it because I believe the Word of God. Now, the Bible says, Paul tells Timothy here in Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1, that perilous times in the last days, perilous times shall come. I believe you can look around and you see the confusion and the things that's going on in this world. We realize that we're in the midst of perilous times. Amen. We're in a place where we even as church people have to realize that we need some help. Now, I think we're probably some of the hardest-headed people in the world, and sometimes we think we can do it by ourselves. But I won't say without Jesus, we can do nothing. But with Him, praise God, we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. And so we realize as the apostasy comes upon us, as perilous times come upon us, that we have the promise of God. And now the Bible teaches us here that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and that it's profitable for doctrine. Amen. That's a biblical teaching for reproof. That's to show errors and convict, and for correction. That's to correct us. Amen. For the instruction in righteousness. Praise God. So we see that God gives us that. And I just want to ask a question tonight. Do we really believe that God's Word is His Word? Is all Scripture given by inspiration of God? Does all Scripture come from God? How many people believe that tonight? Amen. That this blessed old King James Bible is the breathed Word of God. In other words, God give us His Word in print so that you and I can see it tonight, so we might use it to know what God have us to know. So we see it here, and we see God speaking to us, and He begins to tell us that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That comes from the throne of grace. And so when we look at the Word of God and we begin to think about a soon coming Savior, we begin to think about a Redeemer coming again. Jesus come one time to this earth. How did He come? He came in the form of a baby, born in a manger, praise God, to take on sinful flesh, and that through Him, praise God, we might be saved. Amen. He was 100% God, and He was 100% man. But He lived and loved in this world, perfect, sinless, without any blemish, without any spot. Or even God the Father would say, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Amen. And I want to say God the Father has never been unpleased with His Son. Praise the Lord. Jesus has always been found pleasing to God. So the Bible tells us, praise God, that as Jesus would tell us, He told John the Revelator, He said, "Behold, I come quickly." Amen. So Jesus tells us that He's coming again. But I want to say tonight on authority of God's Word, and you said that you believe God's Word. You believe that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, that it's breathed out of the mouth of God, and it's given to you and me. And if we believe that God's Word is breathed from God and given to us, praise God, that might believe, that might have it, praise the Lord, we know that the Lord Jesus is soon coming. I want to take just a minute tonight and encourage our hearts, the church, me and you, praise God. We need a little encouraging sometimes, don't we? We need to realize that we have a blessed hope that's out of this world. We have a hope that's not in the world. It's not in anything the world has, but it's in the Lord Jesus. Praise God. And so we're looking for that hope. We're looking for the coming of that hope. We're looking for a soon coming Savior. Amen. As we look at the Word of God, amen, we begin to see, and I just want to give you some scripture now. If you've got a pen and paper, write these down. And when the devil comes along and he begins to confound you and begins to beat on you and begins to tell you what's to use and say, you know what, you don't have no hope, you don't have no help, nobody cares about you. Just take these verses and just go through them and say, devil, this is what Jesus said. This is what God gave me. All scriptures give me inspiration. God, and God gave me these verses that I might encourage myself. Amen. Praise the Lord. As we see tonight, the Bible tells us here that these scriptures are are profitable for doctrine and for proof and correction and for right instruction in righteousness. That the man of God, the woman of God, child of God, the person of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good work. So God's telling us here, praise God, He gives us His Word so we can be adequate, praise God, to live in this world and be pleasing to God. Amen. I know a lot of times the devil would say, well, you're inadequate. You know, you're not sufficient. You're not good enough. But I'm going to say God never said that. God said, praise God, we were good enough to be partakers with Him in our faith, believing in God the Father. And we see tonight as Paul's speaking to Timothy here, even though perilous times are coming, that there's a God of heaven who's still speaking to us. And as long as God's speaking to us, we'll still have hope. Amen. Glory to God. As long as God's still speaking. So we see God. He says that they said not to be discouraged, not to be dismayed, that they shall soon come, said that Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, is going to return in a little while. Amen. We see it in the writings. We see it in the writings of Paul. He says, I want to just give you some of these tonight. Paul said to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1. Paul says this in verse number 4. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 4. He said, I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ. Where does grace come from? It comes through Christ. Amen. The only way to get grace tonight is to get it through Christ. Praise His holy name. He said that in everything ye are enriched by Him. In all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye can come behind in no gift, waiting, watch this, for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. So Paul's telling us here, he tells the Corinthians, he said, don't be discouraged, praise God, don't let your guard down, Jesus is coming. He said, the one that's bought you, the one that paid the price, praise God, He's coming for you one day, praise God, He's there for us now, and one day, in a little while, glory to God, our Redeemer's going to return. Amen. Praise God. The world don't like to hear that. I mean, they're all right as long as you talk about God, but you don't mention the Lord Jesus. And you don't mention a returning, a Redeemer, praise God, who's coming, who's returning, praise the Lord. Paul was talking to the Corinthians and he said, the Lord Jesus is coming, praise God. He said, the coming, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we're all doing tonight, isn't it? We're just waiting for Jesus to come. Amen. We're waiting for Him to come and get us and take us to be with Him where He is. And then no matter where He is, then we'll be with Him. I personally believe that once we're redeemed out of this world, praise God, that we can travel at the speed of thought. Amen. Just the thought of being here to there with the Lord being in His presence, praise God, puts us there. Amen. You say, preacher, you really believe that? Yeah, I believe that right now. And we get to thinking and meditating on the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He's nigh at hand. When we get to looking for the Lord, praise God. When we're wanting to be in His presence, I want to tell you, He doesn't want nothing any more than me and you do when it comes to being in His presence. He wants us to be in His presence. He wants us to be close at hand to Him. That's the best way for Him to take care of us. Amen. The closer we get to Him, the easier it is to manage us. Amen. To help us, to encourage us, to show us the way. But Paul tells the Corinthians they's a soon coming Savior. They's a Redeemer. Amen. To the Philippian saints, Paul says this in Philippians chapter number 2. In Philippians chapter number 2, Paul's a speaking to the Philippians. Somebody stole Philippians out of my Bible. Amen. Amen. Philippians chapter number 2. Or Philippians chapter number 3. Paul says this in verse number 20. Paul's speaking to the Philippians, and he says this in Philippians 3 and 20. He said, for our conversation is in heaven. He's speaking of a citizenship. You realize if you're a child of God that you're already, a part of us is already in heaven. Amen. That saved part, that man's part, that part that's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, praise God, that's already in heaven. It's gone before us. He said, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, so our conversation, our matter for living, the citizenship is already in heaven. And praise God, it's from there, from heaven, it's where we look for the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the work and whereby He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself. So he said, this is our conversation, our manner of living, our citizenship is in heaven, and it's through heaven, praise God, that we look for the Savior to come. He said, for we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Ain't you glad the Holy Ghost God specifies who we're looking for? Amen. There's a lot of people in the world today, they're looking for the Antichrist. Amen. And John said, there's many Antichrists in the world. You can just pick you one. In the world that we live in today, there's Antichrist everywhere. Those are the ones that deny and reject the Lord Jesus Christ. They're everywhere now. Amen. But praise God, we're looking for the real deal. We're looking for the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul tells the Corinthians, praise God, about a soon coming Savior. He tells about looking for that Savior to come. To the Colossians, Paul says this. He said, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. So Paul tells the Colossians, praise God, that when Jesus comes on the scene, when Jesus appears, praise God, that we'll be with Him when He comes, praise God. And when He appears, that we will appear with Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know the devil tries to give us a fit with that. He tries to say, well, you know, you messed up here and you messed up there. You G'd here when you should have hawed there. But I want to say, praise God, when it's all said and done, if you're a child of God and you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, praise God, God Almighty. Praise God, saved you unto Himself. He's called you unto Himself. And one of these days when He appears, praise God, we're going to appear with Him. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 4. Amen. Praise God. I'm looking forward to that day, ain't you? When God Almighty calls us out of here to be with Him. Amen. Paul would go on and speak to the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 2. Paul would say this in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 2. He said, for what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Amen. Paul said, where's our hope at? He said, where's our joy at? He said, where's that crown, that reward of rejoicing? He said, are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at His coming? Amen. For ye are our glory and joy, praise God. So what we see here, Paul is a telling us, praise God. He said, listen, our hope and a joy in you and me and us, praise God, is the soon coming Savior. Our hope and joy, our rejoicing is in Jesus Christ and Him returning. A returning Redeemer, praise God, that's coming for you and I. What a blessing that's going to be one day in a little while when the skies open up. Praise God. And we see our Savior live, praise God, and real before our eyes. Can you imagine? Praise the Lord. Brother Bill, when we get there, and there He is. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know how in the world anybody couldn't be excited about that. Seeing that Lord and Savior, praise God. He said, that's our hope. It's our joy. Praise God. It's our crown of rejoicing. It's that reason that we're praising God is because we have that hope of being in His presence when He comes. At His coming. What does that mean? That means He's coming. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming. You say, when's He coming, praise God? He said, when God said, I've had enough. Amen. And He calls His people out of here. So we be Paul. See Paul, praise God, magnifying God and speaking of the returning of the Redeemer. In the book of James, the Bible says this. In James chapter 5, verse 7 and 8, the Bible says this. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it until he receive the early and the latter rain. And now can you see why he said we can be patient? We're looking for that fruit, praise God, that first fruit that'll come, because we know that first fruit is going to be so glorious, so spectacular, praise God. Just like those fried strawberries that come on in the springtime, it's usually the first thing that we get. That's fresh fruit, praise God, of a new year and a new time. And boy, we look forward to those strawberries as they begin to come in. He said, praise God, just be patient like you are for those strawberries. Praise God. Can you just imagine them tonight? Them old big red ripe strawberries, them split up in half, about that big, with some whipped cream on them. Glory, hallelujah. I'm talking about something that you can smack your gums on. He said, that's the way God is. And we're looking for a soon coming Savior. I pray God, just wait in patience, because He's coming. He would go ahead in verse number 8 and he would say again, be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Amen. He said, not only is the return of a Redeemer expected, but praise God, it's getting closer every day. Amen. As we see this thing wax worse and worse, as he told Timothy, as it gets worse and worse, praise God, we can see the days and hours proceeding, praise God, till Jesus comes. Amen. Comes to take us out of this mess and bring us safe home unto himself. So we see James, praise God. He's be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. But we also see the Apostle Peter. He wrote about the revelation of Jesus Christ. And we see that in 1 Peter chapter number 1. In 1 Peter chapter number 1, in verse number 3 or 13, he says this. He said, wherefore gird up your loins, your mind, be sober, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. He's talking about John the Revelator. Praise God, was talking about in Revelation. What is a revelation of Jesus Christ? That's the revealing, praise God, of our Savior. It's about when Jesus Christ steps out and He comes with power and glory and spectacular might, praise God, to rule and reign with His people. Amen. Praise God. The apostle, praise God, Peter, he writes of that, praise God, to be expecting the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. The sooner revealing. Amen. Not only does he speak of that revealing, but in 1 Peter chapter number 5, he speaks about that chief shepherd that shall come. In 1 Peter chapter number 5 and verse number 4, he said, but when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Now, he didn't say the chief shepherd if he might appear or if he could appear. But praise God, he said, when the chief shepherd shall appear. What does that mean? Peter was saying, praise God, just like the rest of the epistles, he was saying, he said, the Lord Jesus is coming, be ready. Amen. Here we are over 2,000 years after the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible's still telling us to be ready, expecting, because Jesus is coming. The return of our Redeemer, praise God. Bless His holy name. Not only do we see Peter as he wrote about the revelation or the soon appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ and that the chief shepherd, praise God, that's a coming, a soon coming shepherd, but the Apostle John, praise God, wrote about the sons of God in 1 John chapter number 3, verses 2 and 3. He says, beloved, talking to children of God, talking to me and you, talking to the Jew, talking to anyone, praise God, that would love and the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, beloved, now are we the sons of God. Not yesterday, today, or tomorrow, praise God, but now. Now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Praise his holy name. He goes on in verse 4, says, for whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. Praise his name. But God Almighty says, praise God, said, listen. He said, those that are expected. He said, beloved of God. He said, know that they's a soon come. So, said that we are the sons of God and that we've got high expectations that one day in a little while, Jesus Christ himself is going to return with power and great might. He's going to return with pomp to this world. Praise God. He'll be crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Ain't gonna be, can you think of how exciting that's going to be? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, have you ever sat in on the crowning of a king? Amen. Praise God. What a blessing. But you know, Queen Elizabeth ain't doing good. Of course, she's older than dirt. She's way up in her 90s, I reckon. But they said she's beginning to fail. One day in a little while, they're going to have to crown a king or a queen to take her place. And you know what kind of spectacular event that's going to be? Amen. When she finally decides to step aside and allow somebody to take her place, to take her crown. I want to see that ain't going to be a drop in the bucket compared to when Lord Jesus Christ is crowned in glory. Amen. As King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Not only the King of England, but praise God, the King of the whole world. The King of the universe, praise God, is who he'll be. Praise his holy name. He said the sons of God will be there with him to see that. In 2 John verse number 7. 2 John verse number 7, he says, for many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Amen. But he says, look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. Amen. Praise God. So John tells us, praise God, not only are we the sons of God, but we have God the Son and God the Father. Praise God. We're part of a family, young'uns. Don't let the devil get you down. His old flesh tell you you've had enough. Just keep a looking up. Praise God. Because our redemption draweth nigh. Amen. Praise God. We ought to encourage ourselves. You say, what happened? But just looking. Just keep a looking. Keep a looking up. Amen. It's like the old fellow said that they was a fellow got a new job and he had to have some money. He was on hard times, so he went to one of the big cities and he got a job as a window washer, washing windows on these big old skyscrapers. He got on that platform, got on there with the old fella that done that, and he said, the old fella on him, he said, doing the windows, been doing it for years and years and years. He said, let me just tell you a secret to this job. And boy, he thought he's going to get a big spell, a good bunch of wisdom. And he said, the secret to this job, buddy, is just never look down. Amen. Pray God, I won't tell you the secret to being a child of God is just keep looking up. Don't ever look down. Don't ever look back. Just keep looking up because our redemption draweth nigh. Amen. Praise God. What a blessing. Amen. Praise God. But Brother Jude, in the Epistle of Jude, in verse number 20, Jude says this, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. What does he say? He said, praise God, duck that old window washer said. He said, don't look down. Praise God, don't look back. But Jude said, just keep a looking up. Keep a lifting up your eyes. Keep a looking to heaven. Praise God. No matter what's going on around you. No matter what's happening. No matter your health. No matter where you're at. No matter your need. Praise God. Young, just keep looking up. Amen. Praise God, because he's Redeemer, loves us. God of heaven, that's there to care for us. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say the conclusion of the whole matter, that every one of the epistle writers in the New Testament mentioned the Redeemer's return. Amen. Is there a significance to that? Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Praise God. But it means that Jesus is coming, praise God, and He wants us to know that. So no matter how much adversity there is, praise the Lord around us, just keep on looking up. Amen. You say, well, preacher, somebody told me one time, these were the writer of the epistles, they were just men, and they just wrote down what they thought. I thought we just determined a while ago that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Amen. It's profitable. And these fellows, they testified, praise God, again and again and again that we have a soon coming Redeemer. A Redeemer that's returning, a Savior that's coming. Praise God. With the Old Testament prophets, praise God, they told about a soon coming Savior, about a Redeemer that was coming. Amen. Now the Old Testament prophets, they couldn't see the church age. Now, when the Old Testament prophets looked at the Word of God through prophecy, they was prophesying from the top of a mountain to the top of another mountain. And they didn't see the church age in the valley. I mean, we're getting to live in that, praise God. In the church age, looking for a glorious appearing of our Savior. Now, the Jews are still thinking He's coming the first time. But we're looking for Him to come the second time. Praise God, with power and great might. And these fellows that was moved upon by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. God tells us that in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2 and verse number 9. If you want to get there, I'll let give you a second. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 9. He said, but it is written, eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. I wouldn't miss out on that for the world. Literally. Amen. Praise God. That what's prepared for me and you, those that love the Lord and looking for His appearing. Amen. He said, eyes can't hear, ears can't hear, praise God, can't imagine, praise God, heart can't imagine the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of God save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Watch this, verse 13. He said, which things also we speak, not in the words of men's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he said, praise God, he said, all men are moved of God. He said they was writing on a moving of the hand of God. They were moved by God. They were moved by God's hand. And they begin to pin it down, praise God, that we might receive of the Spirit of God, the very mind of God. And God Almighty tells us tonight, young'uns, he said, be not afraid. Look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. Brother Bill, it's just almost going home time. It's just almost time to get out of here. It's just almost time to part ways with this old world. The return of our Redeemer is nigh at hand. Amen. When we'll see Him as He is. And we see in the Bible, in the volume of the book, it's written. It's written of Him. And all these authors, amen, they all wrote in the inspiration of the Holy Ghost about a soon coming Savior, a returning Redeemer, praise God, which is Christ Jesus, the righteous, amen? The Lord Jesus Christ Himself coming to rule and reign with His people, to call us out of here to be with Him. And the Bible says, and so shall we ever be with the Lord, amen?